This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. No shortage of commercials, right? Hey, Rick, I called all the numbers I could find during the commercial break, top of the hour, to contact Chuck Harder. And all the ones I could find have been disconnected. So, if any of you have a link to contact Chuck Harder, if you could send that to me and just put important in the subject line, Chuck Harder contact, send it to Vincent@USAprepares.com. And I will certainly follow up. I tried to contact him during the break and was unsuccessful. So Doc Ram's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, I'm looking at a post and it says, mystery flight circles over Denver. Officials have few answers. And this is the Denver Channel.com. And so this mysterious plane was circling, and yeah, you can see the chemtrails coming out the back. And here's the article. It says, Denver, this was yesterday, thousands saw planes circling the Denver metro area late Wednesday morning, questioning where it may come from and where it what. And what it may be doing. Officials at a host of federal organizations had few answers. Denver 7 began tracking a flight named Iron 99 as it traversed from California over the Pacific. It traveled over the Rocky Mountains and eventually over the Denver area. Its arrival over the Denver metro is what prompted questions from a host of locals who saw it circling, question what it might have been doing. So this plane was flying over the Denver metro area, and then said that Denver 7 reached out to a host of official sources in an attempt to learn more about the flight, but sources couldn't confirm any details. I saw one of these flights that circled over the our area in Missouri, and it looks like you can't get information about these mysterious flights. And now it's mainstream media that is recognizing that we have these chemtrail flights. Any thoughts, Rick?
I'm speechless. I know there's something going on, but I haven't got a clue what it means.
Okay. So it says, when contacting the military, including both U.S. Northern Command, NORTHCOM, and the United States Strategic Command, STRATCOM, neither organization could confirm the identity of the plane or even locate it. So these are these mysterious flights. Obviously, they're spraying something because it's visible. It's coming out the back of these planes, and it's got to stop. And maybe that's one of the things I'd like Donald Trump to put his sights on first. One of the first things, stop the chemical spraying. And Rick, it is warm here in the Ozark Mountains in Missouri. It is really warm. We're close to the 80s yesterday. Unbelievable. This is November. We used to put the heat on in the beginning of November, and now it's a short sleeve or t-shirt weather out here on the farm. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yes, it's raining here and finally starting to get colder, but they're saying that if we have a cold winter, this will be the warmest year of ever in recorded history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is with the chemical spraying. This is with the spray to reflect sunlight back out into space, right?
Right.
And we're still having warm weather.
We've got a problem. Even the reindeer, there's reindeer up in the Arctic that they're talking about, like maybe 80,000 head of reindeer have died because the weather change up there has created a shortage of food. They can't get at it because it's under snow.
Mm-hmm. And that's a problem for farmers. And, you know, I remember well over 100,000 head of cows died because of a fast, deep snowfall in the West near the Rockies. And the cows could not find food. And, of course, they need more food when it's cold. And that is something that I'm extremely concerned about, you know, this winter. I don't know if we're going to have this cold winter, but we're expecting it. And we're making sure all of our equipment can feed the cows and unroll hay and make sure that the cows can get into the woods for shelter and make sure that they also have water. I mean, those are really important to us, and we're very concerned about that this winter. So we've got big cleats on our tractors, you know, those Chevron pattern rear tires. We've got four-wheel drive tractor. We're doing everything we can to make sure that we're prepared. And that's another thing. You know, we get a lot of calls here at the farmhouse, and I can't take a lot of calls because I'm out working on the farm preparing for what I believe is going to be a rough winter for the animals and us. I may be wrong. I'd be delighted if I'm wrong, but we're preparing for it at any event. Rick, you were talking about the second state of water. Can you give us a little bit more information? Do we know any more about the second state of water?
Water has different phases. We used to talk about the three phases of water, where it would go into a liquid, gas, or a solid. But now we've realized that there are other forms that water has. For example, on Mars, at 100 below Fahrenheit, it will not freeze. It'll still remain as a liquid. Now, that's called a phase of water. Other forms have to do with where water clusters with itself, like H3O2, where you have three water molecules joining together in a cluster, and then a free radical ion, one of them running around. That's what you would find around a waterfall. And that behaves completely differently. And then you have where you have hydrogen peroxide, which is H2O2, and you would bring a third hydrogen molecule in that would bond and create what is called exclusion zone water. That is a very interesting state of matter. It is what touches all surfaces. That was Rustam Roy's work at Penn State, where he would put a small drop of something in water, and it would restructure the entire content of the water vessel because of the different forms of water touching the surface and the way it would behave.
Rick, we've got a call from Australia. Gwyneth Isaacs is joining us. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this evening?
Well,
it's this evening over here. It's actually early in the morning over here.
3 a.m., isn't it? 3:15,
yeah, something
maybe?
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. Gwyneth,
it's so what the day you started there.
You called me earlier this morning, and you've got some news for us, something that happened to you in Australia. You want to share that with us?
Yeah. I had some visitors earlier today. Basically, three police cars with five police officers showed up my place, and they would not leave.
Mm-hmm.
They showed up at my place.
Did you invite them to leave?
I told them to get off my land.
Mm.
And they would not leave. They said that I had missed a court date. Now, I didn't know that there was actually a court case going on because they said, well, we sent you a letter, and I didn't receive the letter. And, you know, normally if there's a court case, they're supposed to inform you, and you have to receive the summons by, registered mail, or it has to be handed to you, right?
Right.
And I didn't receive anything of the sort. And they said, I didn't see it, they said they had a warrant for my arrest.
So did they arrest you?
Well, they were going to. They said, well, we will arrest you if you don't sign this bail form. And then you may go. And I said, well, if I sign that form, it's not going to be of my own free will. And I said, okay, well, we'll arrest you then. And I said, I'll sign it, but it's going to be under duress. And they said, oh, well, what does under duress, you know? I said to them, do you know what under duress means? And they said, yes. And I said, did you know that it means the same as via coercio, which is under by coercion, and it means the same as enslavement? And I said, do you understand that you are enslaving me? And initially they said, well, yes. And then I said, oh, well, that's very interesting. I'll sign your form, but it's not of my own free will, because there's, you guys are going to arrest me otherwise.
Did this group from the plague, did they have guns?
Oh, yes.
Did you have a gun?
No.
Mm-hmm. So no. There were five armed plague.
Five armed people showed up.
Uh-huh.
And would not leave and threatened to kidnap me unless I signed a form. That's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
No argument from me. And that is many of our worst nightmare. These guys show up. Overwhelming force, three cars, five plague members. That's overwhelming force against one.
Widow woman.
One, yeah. Can you imagine?
One widow woman.
Yep. Well, I guess I want to make sure
If you want to contact the Englewood police, I'll leave their details with Vincent. Okay. Be polite,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, send me the contact information. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Hey, Rick, I was doing some tractor therapy over the last few days, and you might call it, I was following Hillary Clinton's example and I was spreading manure on the here at the farm. And I was thinking, maybe I should write a book. And the book would be about things that I've learned. We might call it bruises and how to avoid them. Farming tips, auto mechanic tips, negotiation tips, tax tips. You know, doing things that you haven't done before. And, you know, just a collection of those kinds of things that I've learned. Do you have any advice or counsel for me? Should I pursue this?
I'm not sure. What do you mean?
Well, how does one go about writing a book? Do you organize your thoughts? Do you put down a
outline? Well, everybody does it differently. Yeah, everybody does it differently.
Well, knowing me the way you know me, what would you suggest? Just dictate it into Dragon, naturally speaking,
or yeah, what would? Yeah, just start writing, and then allow it to organize itself.
Okay, because I'm easily distracted, so maybe. Okay, and how long does it take to write a reasonable book? I don't want to do a lousy job. I want to do a pretty good job at this. Actually, I want to do a very good job.
You know, everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, I can write a book in 1 month.
Mm. Well, I've seen you type, and you are really fast.
No, I've, it's it's what I do. It's just, you know, my thoughts are already semi-organized so that when I start to write, it's already coming out in the way it should. Mm-hmm. I write almost like I speak.
Yeah. Do you, when you write, or after you've written, do you have someone review it for grammar and flow?
For typos and sentence structure and punctuation and, you know, yeah. Yes, I have someone read it to tell me this is really clear or this is not very clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what's the next step? After you've gotten your file together, meaning you've gotten your book written, what do you do with it next?
Do you have a publisher? You have layout, stripping, and artwork, and how you want it to look. The physical appearance of the book. Does it read? Do you need a bigger font? Do you, you know, are you, what size of book are you writing? How many pages is it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have artwork, and then you have layout and stripping, where they lay out each page. So it looks exact, and then you have to go back through and index it, and, you know, there's just a whole series of different things that goes on to produce a book. But everybody does it differently.
Well, can I do all that myself? I mean, I can.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking.
Yeah,
okay,
that's why
I was thinking,
they have e-books now.
I was thinking about taking my own pictures, doing my own layout, you know, and then. Actually doing it all myself. Maybe have someone proofread it, but mostly do it all myself.
Uh-huh.
Is that possible, or is that overwhelming?
That's what most of us do.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, you know, I was under a vehicle in the garage yesterday, and I was thinking about, you know, I've got some tips. I can just take some pictures of, here's how I do things, and, you know, that could be just one item in this book. So this would be a compendium of a lot of things that I've learned, you know, the hard way, and maybe some others can learn without doing it the hard way, do it a lot less expensively than I've done it. Okay, I'm looking at a glass of water, Rick. And this glass of water has ice cubes in it, kind of like you might get at a restaurant. And the ice cubes actually extend above the rim of the glass. But, you know, I remember, Rick, from elementary science class, that when that ice melts, the cup is not going to overflow. Right? Because ice is less dense than the water surrounding the ice, and that's why it floats. But when it melts, it gets smaller. So ice, water has a couple properties that are very interesting. One, water expands when it freezes, and water expands when it's heated, right? Is it the only material that we know of that does that? Expands when it's heated and frozen?
Pretty much. Water is very unusual in that regard.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks, work Play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Last day
of God, you're take my, when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you'd like to go to Rick's website, docram.com, and that's where you can peruse his book offerings, and you can buy many of his books. That's at docram.com. Rick, are there any books that you'd like to highlight that are of
particular... Well, I just came out with the Encyclopedia of Alternative Agriculture. It's now in 9 mm-hmm. volumes and available on my website as an e-book.
Okay. Do you and that's available right now?
Right now, yeah.
Okay. Encyclopedia of Alternative Agriculture at docram.com?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Do you know the price of it, Rick?
I think I have a bargain. If you buy all 9 volumes, I think it's only $43 or something like that. 9 volumes.
Okay. And, Rick, so who should consider buying that 9 bulbs?
Anybody that's interested in alternative crops and or putting some kind of a pharmacy together. Yeah. Just, you know.
Okay.
I wrote it a long time ago as my way of learning how things work. And now it's like a valuable tool because this kind of information isn't really even available anywhere at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So someone who is interested in maybe going off the grid, someone who is interested in being independent.
This would be the way to go, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks for doing that, Rick. I'm looking at an image that says, you know, without water, there's no life. And I believe that's correct. As I've been taught, there's no organism that can live without water. Is that correct?
Yes, pretty much. There are some viruses that live on other kinds of things besides water, but yes, that's pretty much correct.
Okay, so then as I extrapolate this in my mind, I'm thinking, all right, so if GMO, we'll call them foods, don't do the job and eliminate population, do you think water would be used as a weapon next?
Well, water is now being weaponized. I mean, that's what it is. You know, they're trying to take over everything. Our air that we breathe, the water that we drink, you know, it's terrible.
Well, that's a concern. You know, I'm trying to think what we do about this other than filter our water and get away from the cities. I mean, those are two things that I'm thinking about. I mentioned to Norm Shealy yesterday this black dust that I've noticed. I'd like to share it with you as well. So I was working on an air conditioning system in a city on the East Coast. A refrigerator. And I was cleaning out the coils. And I noticed this black dust. It's like an oily black dust. And I haven't seen that here on the farm. We have dust. And if we go under our refrigerator and look at the coils, it's going to be a tan-colored dust. But this dust on this refrigerator on the East Coast in a city was black. I noticed that when I was walking on the sidewalk near a Chinese restaurant and a pizza joint, there was black discoloration on the white sidewalk where people would step coming out of the pizza restaurant and the Chinese restaurant. And then I was teaching an automotive class here at the farm, and I was explaining that the black dust on the front wheels of the vehicle we were working on was a result of the brake pad dust. And I was thinking then that, you know what, this black that I'm seeing, black dust that's collecting in cities, is a result of brake pad particles. And I'm thinking that this is a pretty dangerous thing. But most people don't see it. They don't see it because it's these small particles of airborne brake dust. But a lot of them are containing asbestos and lead and cadmium and other metals. Rick, do you think that this is a serious threat to our health?
We're heavy metals and all of that are invasive in almost everything now, our food and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's dangerous.
Okay. And I was thinking about, you know, chili peppers and, you know, these spices that we now and we have been buying, and they come in these nice packages and these nice little containers and jars and how do they dry them? Do they dry them out in the sun? Do these particles land on these spices and the lettuce and, you know, all these other things and the wheat that goes into pasta and bread and whatever else we may consume as villagers, you know, going to the store? I can't see how we can get around being poisoned by some of these airborne particles, including radiation. I can't figure out how to fix it. Is there a way other than growing our own food and washing every single surface area of the food we eat, you know, before it's processed? Is there a way? I can't think of one. Did I just lose Rick?
What's that?
Do you have
any
suggestions?
I've got something else going on here. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm unable to figure out a way that we can eat food without having it being covered to some extent with these airborne particles. I'm talking about spices. I'm talking about wheat. The grains, the vegetables. I mean, how do we? I don't know an answer, and I can't figure one out other than growing it ourselves and washing it ourselves. It's the only thing I can think of. Is there another way?
We're in a bad situation right now.
Okay.
The air that we're breathing is more toxic than the water we're drinking now, probably.
Yeah, and who's not coughing? Are you seeing people coughing around you?
Oh yeah.
They are here too. You just go into any public place and you hear the clearing of the throat, the coughing. Rick, black holes. Do we know what black holes are?
No, we don't. We have an idea and theory on it, and more likely than not, it's a cavitation process where the black hole has a white hole at the other end of it that allows a different kind of a universe to occur, kind of like the difference in between death and consciousness. This is something that I'm theorizing right now, and I don't have a complete model on it yet. I'm writing it. That's what I'm doing, is in discovery.
So is a black hole like a funnel that is spinning?
Basically, a gravitational field so powerful as to bend space and time into itself. And that's basically what it is. So, a black hole is at the center of all of our universes. Each of our galaxies has a black hole in it. And I don't know where that goes, but we can speculate. We have things like dark energy that we don't understand what it is. It might be from the other side of the black hole. Who knows?
So are these black holes in equilibrium at this point, or are they pulling toward each other?
They're in collision, and so they have all kinds of different black holes. Some are in stable, and some are not. And they're constantly changing the universe.
Okay. Does that impact earthquakes? Does that impact our...
Pretty much all earthquakes are a direct result of what our sun is doing at any given moment. And that is pretty much where we're at right now. We have a sun that is starting to change and create a situation on Earth with weather and other kinds of things. And we call it global warming, but really it's just our sun making changes, which is what it's always been about.
What about all these holes that we drill in the ground? We drill holes in the ground and we pump water out. We drill holes in the ground and we pump oil out.
Well, it creates a cavitation like it does in your gum. That's one of the reasons why everybody is so down on root canals and things of that nature, because what it's going to do to the mouth itself and the gum, and allowing other kinds of things to happen.
Well, what I was asking is, if we drill a hole in the ground and we pump water out, now we have a void there.
Yes.
And isn't that void susceptible to, we've lost some of the supporting forces that keep everything in equilibrium. We pump oil out, we do the same thing, and we're removing the lubrication properties that are in that supporting oil, right, that's pushing out in all directions.
Right.
Doesn't that help us have more earthquakes by doing that?
There's no question that 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 part will create earthquakes and related phenomena.
Is there an answer, Rick, to our energy situation? And here's where I'm going with this. So we burn things and we create heat and we generate electricity. We burn fossil fuels and or fuel oil, and we move diesel trucks, and we burn gasoline. And but is there all of these energy production systems that I can think of all have a byproduct which is toxic to us? Is there any energy system that we know of that's not toxic?
No. Even light, you know, taken from the sun has conversion problems and things like that. So at this point, we're barbaric in our energies, our concept of energies.
Okay. You know, as I think about this, boy, it doesn't sound like it bodes well for humanity, because we're still playing with fire and the dangers of the fire and the pollution of the fire. And here's the next question, Rick. So we're putting all this carbon into the system, carbon dioxide. Is there a place that we can put it, or is there a solution to the carbon dioxide problem?
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us. Rick, last week we ran out of time. We were talking about the Mandela effect, and that was kind of fascinating. Can you bring us up to speed with what the Mandela effect is?
Yeah, it's related. They're trying to suggest that there are timelines and that they're being changed because of memories not being the same. You know, there's things like the Care Bears, and they do a bunch of examples where our memory of something is a little different than what actually happened. How does that work? You know, I don't know how it works. It is a product of our times, where we remember something slightly differently than the way it actually happened. And so that part is called the Mandela effect, where apparently a bunch of people thought that Mandela died, you know, in the 80s, when in fact he's still alive, kind of thing. And how did
you're
that
not talking
work?
About You're not talking about where we know that we learned about Smokey the Bear, and then the government then tells us, that's not what you heard. It was Smokey Bear.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And they're lying to us. So you say it's kind of like
that. They're lying as much as our memories are somehow remembering something different than what actually happened. How does that work?
Well, I know for sure it was Smokey the Bear. Don't you remember that?
Yes. Smokey was always the bear. That's correct. And so Smokey Bear is a new concept, but a lot of people remember when that was actually being touted as a valid memory. And so people are trying to say, well, you're working from a different timeline. And that is actually what I'm writing about today. I'm actually writing about that today.
And 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 when they were trying to convince us that it was not Smokey the Bear that we learned about probably in the 60s, you know, only you can prevent forest fires. You know, that's what Smokey the Bear says. And they're saying, no, it wasn't Smokey the Bear. It, just like it's not Easter the Bunny. It's Easter Bunny, not Easter the Bunny. And it's Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear.
Right.
So that's is that what we're talking about?
Yes, and how does that work, that you can go back and see that Star Wars seemingly has statements about Luke and Darth Vader that are different than what you remember from the actual movie?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you think this is designed to confuse us, to keep us off guard?
No, I think it's a product of current physics changing what we think a quantum universe is and what it is not. There's a difference. There's a difference in things now than there were originally. And how does that work? Well, some of it is confabulation, the idea that we have somehow misremembered something, and how's that and why. And, of course, until it actually happens to you, doesn't mean very much. I'm going to write that article. When I'm finished with it today, I'll give it to you for post. How's that? And we'll see.
That sounds fabulous. Mike in Tennessee. Welcome.
Quick, I know time is short. They've been dealing with the phenomenon of time travel since the Philadelphia experiment, and basically what you deal with is when they do these time travels, when they go back and they change the physical, that's not a problem because your memory stays the same. Your memory is not changed because you actually lived it and experienced it. So your memory is correct. What is being altered is the physical, so they can go back in time, change the movies, change the script, change the books. But what you know is what really happened. So don't doubt yourself. You are correct. The stuff's been changed.
Mike Parsons, thanks so much for chiming in. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you so much for being with us today. And so, class, if you'd like to go to his website, docram.com, docram.com, and you can get that encyclopedia of alternative agriculture. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you again. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.